You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever felt like John? John the Baptist, that is. In our gospel reading today, he sends messengers to Jesus. And he asks, "Are you the one whom we've been waiting for, or shall we seek someone else?" So it's important to recognize that John the Baptist at this time was in prison. He had already boldly made straight the way of the Lord, proclaimed his coming, and now he was in prison. And he sends messengers to ask, "Are you the one that we're waiting for?" You see, hope, peace, and joy. Those are the three candles we lit for Advent today, because these are the celebrations that we have. Hope, joy, and peace. But hope, it's something that we think we can understand, but I find it hard to describe exactly what hope is. It's one of those things that you and I might feel that we understand and feel more than we can ever really comprehend. Do you feel hopeful? What about you and I? Well, hopeful about what, you might ask? You see, weekly I find that I come to worship because I know that it's good for me to be here, and it's also a requirement as part of my year of vicarage. Mostly that's good for me. You see, it's good for you and I to come here and to receive the gifts of God and to be reminded that you and I have been made children of God, because out there in the world we hear hopelessness. "I'm sorry, but we're going to have to let you go. I'm sorry, I don't have a better diagnosis. There's been another school shooting." See, the world you and I live in, well, it's full of sin and tragedy. Even during this season, the most wonderful time of the year, it gets dark out a lot earlier. And I don't know about you, but it feels like it just gets a lot darker. Darkness just seems to be looming in the background. And for many, this is the darkest time of the year. You see, I'm reminded of a widow. In our gospel reading, John the Baptist is compared to Elijah, who is to come. There was a widow in Zarephath who met this man named Elijah. And it was a day unlike any other day. It was a meeting unlike any other meeting. Elijah, who has just been out in the wilderness, fed by ravens, drinking water from a brook, is told to go and find a widow who will then feed and provide for him. And he sees this woman who's out there, and she's gathering sticks. She might have looked like any other person out there in the world, but she was preparing her last meal. She was getting ready to die. And she was going to share this last meal with her son. And while she was out gathering sticks, she met this man named Elijah. And he told her to bring him water to drink and a morsel of bread that he may eat. And she told this man about her lack. And further, she told him, "Now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." How hopeless. You see, what she didn't know was that this man was Elijah, a man sent by God, and he was sent into a place of deep despair and pain, a pit of hopelessness where he was meant to be a light of hope. Are you the one that we're seeking, or should we seek somewhere else? You see, at this time, she doesn't see him as any good or beneficial thing. And he says, "Go and do as you said you were going to do. But then also, before you do that, make me a cake that I may eat it." And God provides. And where there had been hopelessness and pain and this resignation of death, suddenly there's life, prosperity, there's hope. And then things take a turn for the worse. This widow's son dies. This widow who had once been so resigned and so ready for the idea of their death now turns to Elijah and says to him, "What have you against me, O man of God? You have come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to cause the death of my son." Because really, that's how it is, isn't it? When you and I face tragedy, when you and I are at the bottom of this pit, it's so easy to turn and say to God, "Why are you punishing me? Why have you come to bring my sin to remembrance?" We feel the weight. We feel the pain. But mostly, we feel the hopelessness. Darkness of our incapability of controlling anything around us. Our loneliness and solitude. In pain and despair, we lose hope. And so Elijah goes to the one who is the Lord of all hope. Stretching over this widow's son, he prays to God to bring life back into this youth. And he does. Through Elijah, God brings back life. And there is rejoicing, and there is joy, and there is great hope. Because when God steps into these hopeless and despairing and painful moments, he doesn't just step in with his presence. He steps in with the hope of life. Because just as this man of God was sent to this widow, a man was sent to us. But more than just a man. Jesus Christ, 100% man, 100% God, was sent for you and for me. You see, this is what it means to be a Christian, to hold on to the hope of all the nations, the Prince of Peace, even in the midst of all the sin and the darkness that's around us, the despair. Christians are the people who proclaim, especially at this time of the year, "I believe that a baby changed the world. I believe that shepherds shared in that love. I believe that God made a star stay in place to show foreign kings that he is the king who will bring hope, joy, and peace. This will be the king who shows hospitality, who brings in the Gentiles from all nations to rest, to find hope. The gospel is preached to those who are poor, to you and to me, because the King shines a light into our darkness, and he offers the very best. He offered his perfect, pure life so that we, poor, miserable sinners, deserving of only death and damnation, might become children of God. He has redeemed us, purchased us, and bought us back. You see, on that Christmas day, or Christmas night, if you look at the Christmas cards, a Savior was born. For unto us a child was born. And still, today, throughout all of Advent, throughout the time of Christmas, you and I are still proclaiming that same message. Because it's still all about that baby in Bethlehem who was crucified, died, and was buried for you and for me. But he rose again. Thank God for Jesus. So be it. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly. And show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.